Hi, welcome to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we're in chapter 5. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
When you read verse 3, there's a few things here that really resonate in my heart. First, the words peace and safety. You realize right now we don't have that, right? I mean, right now we've got a fence around the White House or around the Capitol building. I don't know if it's both of them, but it's certainly around the Capitol building. And the vaults are on the outside, which means if somebody wants to siege that city, they can just get out a wrench and get in. So it's not about keeping people out, it would seem. Very interesting. We don't know what's going to happen. But I know that if some of the theories pan out, then somebody's going to come out and say it's peace and safety now. Now, if they come out and say peace and safety, at the end of this nonsense that we're hearing, listen, rapture. If we're raptured out of here right about that time, peace and safety, boom, and they don't know it's for their destruction because they're thinking peace and safety. It's an interesting take I'm giving you on this picture. The Bible says, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. Now, that's powerful because they think they've got the cat by the tail, but the reality is it's going to come unglued in a hurry. One of the things that's being projected by one theory that's out there, and I'm not saying I subscribe to it because I have no choice here. If they made me vote right now, I'd say I vote for Jesus. Okay, that's all I want. I want rapture. I don't care about reset. I don't care about all this other nonsense. I say rapture. That's my choice. Give me rapture. Take me out of here. But what I want you to know is that if they say peace and safety, one of the promises is all of the people's debts are going to be wiped out. That means you have a mortgage, it's gone. Because they're going to get rid of the paper money, go back to a gold standard, and they're going to take all the money that's been robbed from the people of America as a result of going on this Federal Reserve thing, and they're going to give you back gold. Or they're going to take all the gold of all these rich people who stole it, and they're going to make it all even, and you're going to have more than you ever had before. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Peace and safety. Boom. Okay, so don't put your chips behind the devil. Okay, I'm just saying. He's got this utopia he wants to sell you on. And the Bible says they're going to say peace and safety. They're going to accomplish something really big. And the Bible says then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail. That means that it's not going to be a once and done. Travail is, oh my, oh my. And then a little reprieve, and then it's, oh my, you know, and you've got seal judgments, you got trumpet judgments, and you got bold judgments. Oh my, oh my. That's what they're going to have. They're going to be always in a sense of insecurity because some of them are going to remember the things you said or the things they read on the internet or the things that they heard in church, and they're going to be thinking, I can't enjoy anything. And the Bible talks even in the seal judgments at the very beginning, there's going to be anarchy, death, and war. I don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks, but I'll tell you this. If something doesn't happen, you know, like a snap in the whole world in a big way, it's just a matter of time. If it doesn't happen this week, and I'm thinking, you know, this is pretty weird. We've got 25,000 soldiers in our nation's capital. That's more than we have in some of the theaters overseas. Wow. In our capital. So you see, peace and safety. You want that? You want some peace and safety? We would love to have all their debt. What are we living for? We're not living for that. Let's not get caught up in that. We're looking for the upper taker. Okay? Jesus is coming. And he told us about a mark. And he told us about a one world currency. And he told us that there would be days like these. Julian Lennon wrote a song, "Nobody told me there'd be days like these. Strange days indeed." Problem is, it was told to us that there would be days like these. And they are strange days. But praise God, God's not idle. God's not silent. He's speaking in the minutiae of your everyday lives. When you're sitting behind your computer screen and you're tapping in there little information. What's this and what's this? What is Operation Trust out of the Bolshevik Revolution? What is QAnon? What are these theories that it could get really, really bad or it could get really, really good on the extremes? What are these theories? I'm telling you. You're living in strange days. But Jesus is the one who's behind it all. He's the one who lets one be raised up and puts down another. And we are in a crazy time right now. No doubt about it. The Bible says, as travail, so sudden destruction, travail, there's going to be, you know, upheavals, there's going to be the four horsemen, there's going to be a great conqueror who's conquering with no sword. He's got a bow with no arrow. He's going to use tact, and he's going to use political savvy, and he's going to be a silver-tongued politician. He's going to be one who rises to the pinnacles of power, and he's going to make the answers come forth as if they're real, but they're not, because there's still going to be the three horsemen that follow him. And the Bible talks about war, the red horse, and it talks about death, the black horse. It talks about famine with the gray horse. The four horsemen right at the pinnacles, and there's going to make a mark be given to everybody, hand and forehead. There's going to make a one world government's cashless system. Revelation 13, read it. It's there. It's there. He said everybody will have to take a marker. They can't buy or sell or trade. By the way, Israel in two periodicals this past few weeks, I think it was, two periodicals out of Israel said you won't be able to buy, sell or trade if you don't have the vaccine. But they're not going to force you to have the vaccine. Right. What they're going to do is they're going to make you not be able to go places and buy things without it. So you can say, I'm not going to take it, which means you're going to live off the grid for a while. And maybe somebody will get the food for you. So there'll be a time. But isn't it interesting, the words buy, sell or trade? That's exactly what the Bible says. Two different periodicals said. I went into a Subway one day and a girl who was 16 years old told me, asking me to put my mask on. I'm thinking they're not policing me with the police. They're policing me with a 16-year-old girl. Put your mask on. And I don't want to give her grief. She's just a 16-year-old girl. So I put my mask on. Okay, I did. Of course. We don't want to be disruptors to them because it's not their fault. But look how they did this. This is brilliant, really. You and I are living in some strange days indeed. The Bible says in verse 3 that it will be as travail. It says, but ye, brethren, verse 4, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. It's interesting. Jesus talks about if you had known the thief was coming, you would have protected everything. But, you know, be mindful that he's coming as a thief. He's going to take us out of here. And then the people in the world are going to feel very unsettled and unnerved. Now, they're going to come up with some kind of large conspiracy theory that, in fact, something weird happened, aliens happened, whatever. You know, they're releasing in this past several months data from the UFO world. OK, they're saying, oh, there are UFOs. And by the way, UFOs doesn't mean alien. It just means they're unidentified. We don't know. We've got some sophisticated stuff that people aren't going to telegraph. They knew about the television long before it came into everybody's home, right? These are things that even in 1942's book by Orson Welles, 1984, he talked about a monitor, and I don't remember what he called it, but it wasn't called a television. He was writing in the 40s. And it was there. It was in the backstory. And he knew what was under the curtain, just like people like Michael Crichton gives us Jurassic Park on the issue of cloning. You know they are doing that stuff now in China because they don't value life. They've got a thing that's called CRISPR where they actually edit DNA, trying to get rid of things and trying to make super soldiers. Listen, you've got a real world that's out there that's getting goofy. And pretty soon, it's going to be unredeemable. So I say to you that this is telling us that this day is not going to overtake you as a thief. Why? Because we know this stuff. God said it in Revelation 13. God said it in Revelation 6. He's telling us the seal judgments, the trumpet judgment, all this stuff. We know, because he told us. Because you know, it doesn't make it any more fun to anticipate in the sense of, well, how far are we going before it actually gets really nasty? Because I want you to know, we don't know how far we're going to have to go before it gets really nasty. We just know that the tribulation itself starts with the confirmation of a covenant that was made with Israel. But wait a minute. There is a covenant made with Israel, isn't there? And it's one that our president made with Israel. And it's a covenant that makes it possible for Arabs to come flying into Tel Aviv and people from Tel Aviv fly into the United Arab Emirates and different Muslim countries. That's a big deal because not only is this a covenant of economic significance, but it's a covenant of commerce that is up close and personal. It's not just we're going to buy goods from you, it's we're going to come in town and we're going to shop. Now you got Muslims and Jewish people getting together in a big way, and President Donald Trump is the one who initiated that covenant. It was called the deal of the century at the very cusp of this century. Okay, so they're already saying it's not going to be easy to stop that. But what this Antichrist is going to do is he's going to confirm a covenant. Think about it. Confirm. He's not going to establish one. He's going to confirm it. So when the world comes apart and you got the four horsemen going on and you got war and rumors of wars and all these things that are happening and people are freaking out, this Antichrist steps up and he confirms the covenant with many for a week. And that's when the clock starts ticking. So we could be raptured, and then it could be right away. Or we could be raptured, and then it could be a while before it happens. And so he says, you are children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night, verse 5, nor of the darkness. The Bible says in Ephesians, you once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, verse 6. Let us not sleep. Now, he has just used the word sleep back in chapter 4, referring to those who are dead. He says, now I want you not to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep. He was talking about death. This is not talking about death. This is talking about spiritual slumber. And I got to tell you, much of the church in our generation is asleep spiritually. And I'm talking about real Christians. Some people are just completely clueless, partly because the shepherds are silent and not telling them some of the stuff that's going on or helping them see as best they know how. And I try to always give you what I get with an eye to the scriptures, because that's my plumb line. I always got to square it. That's why I can say I don't know what conspiracy theory or if even one of them is true. I can tell you this, that even if President Biden is inaugurated and everything goes as you think it will, if you were watching mainstream media, that is the outworking of a conspiracy, because there was election fraud everywhere and everybody knows it. If you read papers across the world in other countries, they're talking about the stolen election. The president's going to be installed as one who stole the election. That's what they're saying. It's funny how we're not saying that, because it doesn't fit the narrative of the conspiracy. So just understand, we're living in a time of conspiracies and everybody's being manipulated by the things they listen to. This is why, by the way, I would say to you that we have to be careful, because some of these conspiracies deal with the words awakening. They're saying everybody's asleep and we need to wake them up, right? And they're using the word awakening. Now, I'm telling you, the word awakening meant something spiritual. What I'm hearing is people, when they talk about this nonsense, they're using foul language left and right, and they're acting like we deserve this. Hey, what we deserve is we deserve to go down. Do you realize this is Sanctity of Life Sunday? Today, many believers would be in Washington, D.C., if the things were so out of control, commemorating the abortion problem that we got back in 1973, where we were getting 1.5 million babies aborted a year in our country. That's blood in the land. That's blood in the earth. And the vomiting of the people out of a land comes for blood being shed. But let me give you another one. They've actually brought that down. A lot more information is getting out. And the number's not right up there, 1.5 million anymore. I heard this past week somebody on the online talking about the abortions. They said it's around 800,000 a year. So we brought it down a lot. But that's probably a misnomer. But I'm just saying, this is a number I heard. But you know what another number is? It's 800,000 children being trafficked. They're blowing up tunnels in all these different countries where they're using this secret kids through these tunnels, and they're child trafficking. 800,000 children are being trafficked, and that means they're being used and abused and then killed and then put into various rituals of the satanic rituals that are involved in the upper echelons. This is a crazy time, and this is what's coming out. And you're talking about people in our country that look like they're pretty sharp. They've got this nice, you know, crisp, bleached white shirt, and everything is perfect and prim. But these people are evil to the very bone. And that's why there's people with all these conspiracy theories, because some of it's based on what they do know, okay? And what they do know is something that they tease out and try to figure out. But they're not doing it with the Spirit of God. They don't know what God's about. And if they don't understand that there's something God's doing, they're going to say peace and safety one day, and boom, it's going to be sudden destruction on all of them. Devil will get them to that place where it's peace and safety. It's going to look good, but it's not going to be good very long. Sudden destruction will come upon them. So the Bible says, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.